Chapter 19. Ancient Teachers in Our DNA. Eyewitness reports of human encounters with supernatural beings have been documented as far back as the painted caves of Upper Paleolithic Europe, 35,000 years ago, and brought right up to date with bizarre accounts of abductions by aliens in the 21st century. Such reports include powerful common themes that we've explored in detail in Part 3 and that science is unable to explain. In particular, we've seen the massive universality of the experience that spirits, fairies, and aliens, though themselves taken to be non-physical or only quasi-physical in nature, are interested in interbreeding with men and women, an interest that in every case is said to have led to the production of hybrid offspring. Equally universal is the belief that supernaturals can and frequently do present themselves in the form of therianthropes, part human, part animal. The same widespread distribution applies to the wounded man experience, whether construed as shamanic surgery in hunter-gatherer societies, torture by fairies in the European Middle Ages, or alien operations today. Finally, let us not forget the astonishing range of unusual motifs that are shared by all three domains. For example, dwarfish humanoids with large oblique eyes and oversized heads, the experience of climbing or floating up threads of light, and the experience of abductions to sky, cave, and underwater settings. It's striking that many of these same experiences can be reproduced in the minds of people who've consumed certain types of hallucinogens, or used non-drug trance techniques such as rhythmic dancing, austerities, and sensory deprivation, which temporarily reset the electrochemical balance of the brain. This can be made to happen quite reliably, even under laboratory conditions as we heard in Chapter 18. We may therefore conclude that altered states of consciousness, which are themselves universals of human neurology, are fundamental to supernatural encounters. What remains to be discovered is the true status of the visions that we all see in such altered states. Are they simply quaint brain fiction? Most mainstream scientists would say so, although they cannot explain why evolution should have installed identical, highly imaginative gothic novelists in all our brains. Or could it be that these strange, complex, universal experiences with evolving storylines are in some way as real as those we take for granted in normal states of consciousness?